Elizabeth Elliot says that restlessness makes us cynical. We need certainty, surety, security, and that can only be found in God Himself because He's the one that's in charge of everything. Welcome to Gateway to Joy. As you think about God's unchanging principles for your life, here's Elizabeth Elliot.
The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot. The verse I've just quoted is from Deuteronomy 33:27. And I would urge you to make the eternal God your refuge and to find your rest in His everlasting arms. We're talking this week about salvation from sin, not merely from the consequences of sin or the punishment of sin. I mentioned AIDS yesterday. I am aware that that is a very touchy and explosive topic. The spread of AIDS began through sexual sin. People who are guilty of sexual sin actually helped to spread that disease. But, of course, there are thousands of innocent people who suffer because of that. That's the condition of this world that we live in, isn't it? Moral evil is the cause of corruption. It began way back in the Garden of Eden. We sin, we suffer from those who sin against us. We sin against other people, and there are consequences for our sins. I'm sure every one of us can think of the evil consequences that have occurred because of something that we did wrong, something which we deeply regret and wish we could undo. The innocent suffer, as they do in the famines caused by greed in high places, political corruption, misuse of government funds. Think of the billions of dollars made by very hard-working, honest people that have been used in corrupt ways by the governments of the world. But we're talking about our own individual corruption, which is sin. What is the gospel of Jesus Christ? Is it a gospel of vengeance and punishment? No, it's a gospel of forgiveness, deliverance, freedom, peace. That's why we call it the good news. It certainly wouldn't be good news for us to go around the world telling people about punishment unless we had some encouragement for them. The good news of the gospel is that there is mercy, there is forgiveness, there is deliverance. And I mean total forgiveness, absolute deliverance from our sins. It is not your sin that bars you from heaven. Did you think it was? It is not. No sin bars us from heaven. If that were so, then none of us would ever get there. It doesn't make any difference how many sins you've committed, how bad they were, or how long. Nobody ever went to hell merely because he was bad. Now, I hope you're going to stick with me through this program, because if you pick one sentence out of this and run with it, you could end up in great confusion. But bear with me here. Let me say that again. It does not matter at all how many sins you've committed, how bad you are, how long you've been sinning. Nobody ever went to hell merely because he was bad. And nobody ever went to heaven because he wasn't. Think about that. Nobody ever went to heaven because he wasn't bad. Now understand, it is the refusal of God's message of grace and forgiveness that will send you to hell. An insistence on remaining in sin. The Bible says, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. To receive something is a voluntary and willed action, isn't it? Those who rejected him dwell in darkness. Here's another verse. This is the condemnation, that light has come into the world and men loved darkness rather than light. Who is the light of the world? Jesus, of course. And the Bible says that he came unto his own, and his own did not receive him. His own rejected him. Nobody ever went to heaven because he wasn't bad. Heaven is full of forgiven sinners. There is no such thing as a human being who isn't a sinner. So heaven is not for the good people and hell for the bad people. Heaven is for the bad people who ask for mercy and forgiveness and deliverance. Hell is for the people who didn't want it, the people who refused it. Sins we dwell on in our minds, keep on doing, and refuse to quit, sins that God calls us to abandon, if we cling to them, sins which cause our misery, even though we don't make the connection. This is what Jesus came to save us from. The prodigal son, you know the story of the prodigal son? When he was a young man, legally having a right to the inheritance, he demanded the inheritance from his father, and he went off into a far country, and the Bible says he wasted his substance in riotous living. He wallowed in sin, finally found himself starving to the point where he was glad to eat pig's food. And at that point, when he came to the bottom of himself, came to the very dregs, he suddenly realized that the servants in his father's house were better off than he was, and he made up his mind to arise and to go to his father. And how was he received? That father had been waiting for that son. I have no doubt that the father knew exactly how that son was going to spend that money, and yet because he was legally qualified to receive it, the father gave it to him. But I think every day the father was watching the horizon, because it says that when the son was on his way home, the father saw him when he was yet a great way off and ran to welcome him. And that sinful son received not only forgiveness, but even celebration. That story is in Luke 15. If you'd like to check that after your program, read that wonderful story. It was a beautiful picture of forgiveness. The son comes and says, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son." And the father doesn't say one word about his sins. He turns to his servants. He says, "Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." So they began to celebrate. That is the way God would welcome you. You may feel as though you're not worthy to come to him. You have wasted your substance in riotous living. Maybe there's someone listening to me today who feels as if he's been eating pig's food. You have really reached the very bottom of the pigsty or the barrel or whatever. You're in despair. You don't know what to do. You feel as though there is no help for you. The Father is watching for your homecoming. The prodigal's father could have prevented his misery by not giving him the money, but the son's heart would not have been changed. There dwelt in his heart deep rebellion. The badness could only be recognized by the consequences, cured by his return to the father. I'm not here to tell you how bad you are. We all know we don't live up even to our own expectations, let alone God's. We're sick, sore, and sad. Our problem is evil. The remedy? Surrender. Surrender to our Father God, to Jesus Christ, his Son, who gave himself to save us from our sins. Will you today give up your futile efforts to save yourself? Will you give in to God? Now just think, if the father had saved the prodigal from those husks, from that pig's food, what good would it have done? It would have been an ever-deepening damnation because the son absolutely would not recognize his own sinfulness. And he had to leave his father. He had to go into that far country. He had to go down to the very bottom before he recognized what he was and made up his own mind to turn around and go back to his father. God will not invade the will that he has created you with. He waits for you to make a choice. The sins which dwell deep inside you and me, pride, envy, greed, lust, hatred, self-love, those are all sins which produce deeds. Will you put yourself today on Jesus' side by turning from them to him? Those sins will rise in fierce insistence. And it's at that point that we begin to die because we're on his side. Will you put yourself on Jesus' side? Will you return to the Father and say, Father, I have sinned, and receive his forgiveness?
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and The Path of Loneliness, Finding Your Way Through the Wilderness to God. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.